It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Larry, we're kicking it off with you. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I take probiotics in the morning and in the evening.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
You take them in the morning?
I take one probiotic in the morning before I eat, 30 okay. minutes, and then I take a probiotic 30 in the evening.
All right. Well, are you asking me, is that good, or what's the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you could hear me. I was wondering, with the one in the evening, sometimes I have something on my stomach. But is 30 minutes after that all right before I go to bed?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, the probiotics actually are really good. I mean, as far as helping with the body's digestive tract, of course. You know, a lot of times people will take it with meals. I'm definitely a bigger fan of even an hour away from meals, closer to an empty stomach. And take them before you go to bed. Maybe, you know, first thing in the morning when you wake up, and then also around lunchtime. You really can take them at any point in time. Typically, it's what most of the labels say on the different bottles of products and whatnot. But, you know, for maximum absorption and making sure that you get everything that you need, taking them away from food is definitely a key. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? You can also go online, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. And our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe in the same philosophy that we talk about. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care to kind of take you from where you are to where you need to be. Growing network every single day. It's incredible to see all the folks that are coming on board. Estelle in Orlando, Florida writes, my husband's been suffering from migraines over the last couple of weeks. And this be a sign of something worse? Well, it just depends. Migraines are actually fairly common for many people. And there's a lot of different reasons for why you can get migraines. I mean, it can be vascular in nature. It could be a nutritional deficiency. It can be stress. It can be just a host of different things. I mean, literally, toxins build up in the body. You can get migraine headaches. So there's a whole host of things that can be causing it. So really what you want to do is you want to get down and figure out, okay, what's the real reason? I'm sure he's probably been to his physician already, and I'm sure that he's been, you know, kind of evaluated, maybe even taking medicine at this point. But when you look at migraines, one of the big things you've got to think are two things, I think. First and foremost, after you've been evaluated by your doctor and they say, well, we can't really find anything, if they go that route, then you always want to have things looked at from a structural perspective, meaning that you need to have the neck evaluated. The cervical vertebra, C1, C2, a lot of times can be out of position. That can cause undue pressure at the base of the neck, and that can cause migraines. It can cause headaches. One of the big reasons for that, if it's not vascular. And the other are nutritional deficiencies, and there's several nutritional deficiencies that can cause migraine headaches. One we know are low B12 levels. Also, low iron levels. So you get into an anemic state that can cause migraines many times. Another that is a big cause is caffeine. So if you're drinking a lot of caffeine, it depletes calcium, it depletes a lot of your minerals in the body, and that can lead to migraines as well. And so that instability that caffeine can cause sometimes can be a big trigger. So I don't know if your husband is drinking coffee a lot. I don't know what his diet's like, and I don't know the whole picture. But if you're asking just kind of a general nature about migraines, you want to get it evaluated from all aspects, mental, chemical, structural, and make sure everything's in balance. And if it is, then great. Then you've got me. But usually there is a pretty good key of what's going on. You just got to get the research and get some physician to actually do some testing or do some self-testing at home, of course, after you've already done that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Wandering minds are linked with greater working memory, new study finds. So if you find your mind wandering as you complete tasks during the day, thinking about what you'll make for dinner or as you read through an article, for instance, it could actually be saying something about your memory. New research suggests a study in the Journal of Psychological Science shows that people whose minds wander during simple tasks may actually have a higher capacity for working memory. Working memory is what enables us to think about multiple things at once. It's been linked to intelligence such as IQ and also reading comprehension. So that may be because people who have additional working memory resources deploy them to think about things other than what they're doing. Study researcher Jonathan Smallwood of the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Science, well, that's a mouthful right there, he said this, and for the study, he said researchers and the participants do one of two tasks. One task was to press a button while they saw a certain letter come across the screen. The second task was to tap in sync with their own breathing. And he said as they, the people that were able to do all of this at once had a higher capacity for memory and also for multitasking. So I think this goes towards the ladies, fellas, if you really think about it, because women can multitask way better than we can. And if you're sitting there going, no, they can't, let me tell you something, they can. And when women say they have a memory like an elephant, think about that one for just a second. So the ability to multitask and remember every single detail of everything. I mean, they can recall. It's unbelievable. And finding a woman, it's like once a woman goes into a place of dementia or Alzheimer's, it's just like, what is that? Because her memory typically is so good. And as tragic as that can be, just think about the capacity that you see. And men have good memories too, but you definitely find females have a greater capacity from what I've seen. We know vitamin E has been a strong antioxidant for years, but taking vitamin E supplements may not help when it comes to preventing heart failure among women. A new study shows that vitamin E supplements had no effect on women's risk of developing heart failure. It's the first large-scale study on the effectiveness of vitamin E in preventing heart failure. They said vitamin E is one of the group of nutrients known as antioxidants and typically can help protect the body from oxidative damage to the cells. Now, some previous studies on vitamin E actually found that heart failure has suggested the antioxidant is a real issue. So here's the thing. You get vitamin C, vitamin E, and these sorts of things. Heart failure affects more than about 5.7 million people in the United States. It's chronic. It's a progressive condition in which heart failure is no longer able to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs. So in the study, researchers followed a group of nearly 40,000 women. And in this, the women took 600 international units, that's IUs, of vitamin E as a placebo every other day. And during the study, 220 episodes of heart failure were diagnosed. I don't know. I know this is a study and it's out. I just, my own opinion, with all the research I've seen around vitamin E, is pretty incredible. So, can it help with heart failure? I think it's an incredible antioxidant all the way around. This study right here, saying that vitamin E doesn't appear to help or hurt when it comes to heart disease risk. So they're kind of just saying it can help or it cannot. I mean, it's just kind of neutral on the subject. When vitamin E has been touted for many years as being helpful with heart disease for so long, it still is a good nutrient. That's just my personal opinion. 888-283-7272 are phone lines, and they are open. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do you need a new prescription for your Lyme? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Marie, we're going to kick it off with you. How can I help?
Okay, I'm calling about a bone spur I have in my foot. And I know it's there because it's been x-rayed and we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if the inflammation diet would help with it. I have your book, and so I have the diet and stuff.
You've got the book, and have you started on the diet yet?
Yes, no. I've kind of started on it this week. I've had the bone spur for several months, though.
Well, a bone spur, a couple things, okay? Number one is you got to make sure that you have enough of the right kind of minerals in the body and that your body can use them. So if you have excess calcium, but your body can't utilize the calcium, a lot of times that's what can cause bone spurs to form. And the reason that happens is a lot of times we get low in vitamin D and we don't have enough vitamin D. So have you had your vitamin D checked by your physician lately?
I had some blood work done about a week ago, but it was for cholesterol and stuff like that. I don't know if they checked vitamin D.
Yeah, all the basics. Yeah, I would probably go to your physician and get your vitamin D levels checked. It's a real simple test they can run and just see what the numbers are. The range is about 30 up to about 100, okay, as far as the clinical range. And It's really good to keep those numbers in the upper end of the range. And depending on what those numbers are, is what they'll let you know, of course, what they end up being, and then you probably talk to them about what dosage and all that to go with from there. But keeping your vitamin D levels up is really important when you've got any kind of any issue bone related, especially like a little bone spur, which is just a buildup of calcium. So that might be something that can be helpful to you. But can the diet help that's in the book? Anytime you deal with something that can be painful or inflammatory, that diet can help. That diet is designed really for overall health, for just keeping your body healthy. It's the right kind of foods and the right combination for people to lose weight or just to get healthy or to have more energy or to just feel better overall. So it's just kind of a good general format to follow. And so, it can help either way. So just getting on board, making that decision that you want to get well is the real key. Are you dealing with anything else besides a bone spur? Are you taking any medicine at all?
Well, I'm a diabetic, and I take metformin, and that's about it. I was having trouble with my shoulders, but I took therapy for that, and I also read in your book where this lady that came in and was having trouble with her shoulders, her hair falling out, and my hair's coming out. And you said that C6 and C7 went up through your thyroid and could cause the hair loss?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of times, the structural aspect of this type thing is a big deal. And you want to make sure that, like I said, when the structural part of it, the neck itself is out of position many times, the vertebra, like C5, C6, C7. If that's out of alignment, then you have to be really careful because, the nerves go out of the neck, they go out of the spinal cord altogether, and they control all different aspects of the body. So you've got a nerve that goes to all different organs, glands, and systems throughout the body. But in that neck area particular, in the lower aspect of the neck, you got to be really careful because, those nerves go into the thyroid gland, and that can be a factor. Matter of fact, they did a study. It was up in Wisconsin, I believe, years ago, and they did a study on people that went through whiplash. And, when you go through a car accident and you get the whiplash, and they didn't get it treated at all. They didn't have anyone work on the lower aspect of the neck because anytime you're in a massive car accident, they x-ray you, but they don't look for degeneration or really anything like that as far as something that could cause or affect the nerve in a non-surgical approach. They just look for fractures. As long as you're not fractured, then everything's okay. Well, the damage and the trauma that it does to that area neurologically, they found caused issues with the thyroid gland and led to hypothyroidism. So it's a factor. Now, that's not definitely standard of care in medicine by any means. But it is a factor from more of the alternative way of thinking. Chiropractic physicians and osteopathic physicians would agree with that for the most part. But yeah, that could definitely be a key. So getting down and figuring out nutritional deficiencies, that's number one. And you can do that with blood work like you've already done and working with your doctor on that. And yeah, going to see someone that can work on the lower aspect of your neck, like a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, can always be helpful. And you always want to have every aspect of your body evaluated and make sure that it's working at the best level that it can. So, you know, that's just a couple of thoughts in that. But yeah, look at the vitamin D levels. When it comes to a bone spur, I think you'll be able to find exactly what you're looking for as far as getting all the things that you need to give the body what it needs. And when you do that, it's amazing how it responds. And keep me posted. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. You know why that's interesting? Because think about this. If the choices you make right now can determine the kind of health you're going to have, and you've been doing things for, 10 or 15 years, the same way over and over again, then if you can literally make some changes, some shifts in your mindset, knowing that you don't have to be the same today as you were yesterday, and knowing that if you make some radical changes today, you can be different tomorrow. Well, that's the hope that we have. And your body's a temple. It was given to you. It's a gift. So the question is, what are you doing to take care of that gift? Are you eating well? Are you exercising on a regular basis, even when you don't want to? And not all of us want to exercise all the time. Are you drinking plenty of water? At least half your body weight in ounces every single day. Are you drinking plenty of that? Well, little keys like that, getting proper rest, all these little things matter. And they add up in what I call a health account. And if you can build your health account a little bit every day, that compound interest will grow just like it does in your bank account. And you will see the return like never before. All you have to do is make a decision that you want to get well. Is start today and don't let another day go by where you let your health slide. Not for your kids, not for too much work, not for anything. Maintaining your health is one of the greatest things you can do for longevity and a higher quality of life. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of success, Woody Allen says, and our quote for the day is showing up. And that is so true. Persistence is the key to the game. Joint pain and other woes plague obese Americans. So many Americans are obese. They say now that about 65% of Americans are overweight, and about 35 to 40% are obese. And so the rates of heart disease and diabetes are typically higher among those who are extremely obese, of course, with a BMI of 40 or more. But they're saying now that, of course, the joint pains that they're seeing in the obese adults have skyrocketed about by 42% since 2 years ago. Among the other findings in the national data, they said about 25% of American adults were obese, and another 5% were extremely obese. And the black Americans, they said, were more likely to be obese, about 31%, or extremely obese, 8% Hispanics, whites, and all other races. So adults with a college degree, they were kind of breaking them down in categories, 20%, on and on. But the bottom line is this, we're getting fatter as a country. Call it obese what you want, we're getting fat. That's the bottom line. That's just such a politically correct word. It cracks me up. And if we say somebody's fat, it's like offensive. But the reality is, we're gaining more body fat than ever. We're more sedentary than we've ever been, and things have to change. We have to step up, and we have to get motivated to want to lose the weight, to want to get back to our body as healthy again, so we can thrive in our lives, so we can be there for our kids and our family members, so that we can make a difference in people's lives. We have to want it. It has to come from deep down. You have to want to get well. You have to want to live a better life and to get your body where it needs to be. And I think many people get to a place where they get discouraged and they feel like they can't get it back and they feel like they can't go to the next level and they feel like they just kind of lost it. And if, you know, you look at yourself, if you gained 100 pounds, 150 pounds, and you think, why, where do I even start? But there's a lot of keys to losing weight that are out there. And I mean, so many great tools. It's about portion sizes. It's about eating the right kind of foods, more frequency with your meals. I mean, the list could go on and on. Exercising consistently, but not exercising too long. And of course, reversing that cycle. And just so you know, just a little key, if you're with your doctor and you want to check how well your body handles foods and your metabolism and how well body fat is affecting, or how much your body fat is affecting you in your hormone levels and inability to lose weight, there's a great blood test called leptin. So ask your doctor to run a leptin test and see what that test will reveal and see how well changing those numbers can literally change your body composition. You'd be impressed and be amazed, actually. So many things we can do to drop the weight, and we don't have to be stuck. And there's nothing breaks my heart more than seeing someone that's on 10 different medications, they're overweight, they're 35, and maybe it's a mother with four kids. She can barely breathe because she's so overweight and just got there for whatever reason, ate too much, had a bad, you know, a tough teenage years, self-medicated with food, and just got to a place where she just can't get out. And it's not a good place to be. You can change. Life can be different. You don't have to be where you are. You can change. And that's just, it breaks my heart. I've seen it so many times, and there has to be a way. There is a way. Just you have to find that somewhere deep down inside that you want to get well, and you've had enough. And it just, it's possible. So no matter what you're dealing with, if you're overweight and you're listening to the show right now, I want you to know it's possible for you to get out from where you are. You don't have to be stuck. No matter what people have told you, no matter what your own mind has told you, you can get out. But you have to want it. You have to make that decision. I can't do it for you. And if you do, you'll be amazed at what can take place in your life. A year from now, you won't even recognize the old you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You give me a call right now. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How can I help?
I have a set of 18-month-old twins, and they both have eczema on their, I mean, different spots on their body. And we don't eat a whole lot of processed food. Their diets are pretty, a lot of fruit and vegetables, lean meat, red meat. My husband also has eczema, so I don't know if you have any ideas of things to try with them. We live in a very, very dry area.
Okay.
I don't know if that, I mean, that is hurting, but I don't know if it's, I don't think it's just that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the eczema can be affected by dry weather. It's possible. But remember, for the most part, what happens on your skin comes from the inside. And if you're not getting the right nutrients for whatever reason or have food allergies or anything like that, it's coming from the gut. The gut usually shows itself within the skin at some level. So that is probably what's going on, is you want to start looking there. So they eat pretty well, fruits and vegetables. What does a typical day look like? Why don't you tell me breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Normally, they have, like, an egg for breakfast, maybe a piece of whole grain toast, or half. I mean, they're not eating a whole piece, like a half a piece. I don't even think they'd probably eat that much. And then they'd have some fruit, probably a little bit of butter on the bread, and egg would be cooked probably in either olive oil or butter. Lunch, the maybe like some Greek yogurt with fruit in it, vegetable like broccoli and fruit, probably. They don't eat a whole lot of noodles, and they don't really eat potatoes very well. So.
What about dinner?
Supper. Well, I guess we don't really feed them a whole lot of mayonnaise, but they do eat a little bit of mayonnaise.
What about fish oil? How much fish oil are they taking every day?
They're not.
Okay. Now, there's a big. What about probiotics? You giving them probiotics at all?
They eat yogurt.
Okay, so the Greek yogurt. If you're dealing with eczema, first thing you want to do is remove all dairy from the diet. And you want to always remove wheat at any level, even a half a piece of toast.
Because
you want to completely cut out gluten from the diet and also cow's milk dairy that's pasteurized and homogenized. And by doing that, you've cut out the top two food allergens that can be in your diet. And then fish oil is a real big one with eczema. Kind of like that dryness you're talking about that comes, you know, whether it's the dry air, that can affect the skin. But remember, it comes from the inside out. So you want to make sure that they have plenty of omega-3 fats in the diet. That's always been something the research has talked about, just because we know that skin conditions by deficiency of omega-3 fats, which we're all deficient in if we don't take them because it's not in our diet typically. So getting plenty of those omega-3 fats really is a key for any kind of skin condition. And even though they're eating, you know, not a ton of food, you know, it sounds like you're doing a good job of putting some healthy food around them. I can see why you'd be frustrated. I think it's just some slight little modifications that might be able to help, because these little deficiencies, I'm telling you, they can build up big time. So adults typically, I think it depends on what brand you use as far as like the fish oil. Just make sure you're using the oil, not the gel caps. I'm definitely a bigger fan of those. But, yeah, I mean, that definitely makes a big difference, the fatty acids. Zinc is also another one. But, I mean, for kids, you don't really have to do a whole lot of vitamins and things like that. Kids are typically pretty good. Their digestive tracts work pretty well. Only two things that the foundational four, which I think everybody should be on everybody's kitchen table, really. That's a good whole food multivitamin. And that can be like a kid's chewable or something like that. I'm sure their pediatricians probably already recommended those kind of things. But a good fish oil is always great. That helps. The omega-3 fats really are good for the immune system and also for every other aspect of the body, including their skin, hair, and nails, that kind of thing. Probiotics are important, too. And with kids, especially, getting the bacterial flora correct and keeping it healthy is vital for skin, for complexion, for a host of things, especially within the digestive tract. And that's pretty easy to maintain. You can get those in a supplemental form. And I know you're trying to get it from the yogurt, but you can they make it in like a powdered form too, where you can mix it in with some of the fruit or however you want to do that. There's a lot of ways to take the probiotics, I guess is what I'm saying. That and then digestive enzymes might be something you want to consider too to help them break down the foods that they're eating. So those four supplements, pretty basic. And then stay with, you know, a lot of the diet that you already lay out, the eggs and the fruit, doing great on that. And, you know, lunch and dinner, just, you know, plenty of meats or fish and vegetables like you're doing. Just keep the fats in there. Half an avocado here, you know, crushed almonds or walnuts and things over a salad or whatever you want to do. But I would just keep that up. I mean, that's just my thoughts. From the research and things that I've seen and done, those are pretty good items. It always comes down to fatty acids when you're looking at eczema, typically in food sensitivities or food allergies. Now, a lot of the research says that, and there's creams and things that can help from the outside to kind of soothe it, but usually it comes from the inside out. Vitamin D has shown some promise, too, for skin conditions from some of the research I've seen, so might want to look into that as well. All right, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Stephen from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He says, using your diet and exercise suggestions, I've come down from 285 to 215. Way to go, Stephen. He says, I still have a few more pounds to lose. My usual exercise is a stationary bike. What can I do different? We'll answer that when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESSGAS. 1-800-LESSGAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Steven sent an email in. He's from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He says, using your diet and exercise suggestions, I have come down from 285 pounds down to 215 pounds. Steven, that is just amazing. Great job, man. I still have a few more pounds to lose. My usual exercise is a stationary bike. If I change things up, would that help? Absolutely. Muscle confusion, exercise confusion to the body. Always want to do things differently. The body's always looking for change to where it can't adapt. So you might want to do a stationary bike one day. You might want to go lift a good weight workout the next day. Maybe go jogging the day after that. And then, you know, kind of mix things up that way. Lower body leg workout, sprints, running sprints. The more you can change it up with your body, the more it has a hard time adapting or forced to adapt. And when it's forced to adapt with whatever situation you're giving it, that's when it creates change. When it gets used to it, and it will, trust me, it'll get used to the same old, same old, same old, that's when things become challenging, and that's when it gets stubborn, especially when you get down to that point where it's those last 10 to 15 pounds, it's really tough, and you have a hard time getting down that break point. You have to really force the body to do that, and it comes down to hormones, it comes down to diet, it comes down to the way you train too, and the different ways that you do that. So the answer is yes, that you need to change things up. It's about coming up with a new way to do that. And a great way, I personally think, to do this is to have a personal trainer. And you can get one, to have one once a month if you need to. But having a personal trainer is like having a personal coach. And great having, I mean, literally having a personal trainer is, I think, one of the best investments you can make if you're looking for change within your life and looking to change your body and to do it as effectively as possible. I mean, you could get done in 2 months working with a personal trainer and the results that it would take you 8 months or a year to get done. Literally, meandering around, doing your own thing. It will save you so much time. So the money that you would spend, which is not that much, is minimal, for the outcome that you get is just amazing. So having a personal trainer on your team is a great way to go. That's just my 2 cents. 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com is our website. You can send me an email. And our preferred wellness providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. So a great network that we have growing every single day. They believe in this nutrition and lifestyle-based preventative care that we talk about and can really take you to the next level. Joan, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, darling?
Well, I have fibromyalgia. I was diagnosed in 2009. I take Cymbalta, 60 milligrams a day, and okay, I have to take anti-inflammatory Mobic. If I do not take the Mobic, then I have trouble walking and using my hands and stuff. And I'm looking for some kind of alternative to taking medication that it might be natural.
Well, with fibromyalgia, you've been taking the Mobic. Have you noticed a big difference or not really?
Yes. I also have an ulcer in my stomach, right on the top of my stomach. And I thought, well, if I quit taking the Mobic, it might help it. Of course, I get worse. I can hardly walk. And when I do take the Mobic, it makes it easier for me to walk and to function.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, is your lifestyle pretty conducive? Like, do you exercise? Do you eat healthy? Give me a little bit of update on that. Are you overweight?
I started walking yesterday to try to get back in track, you know, lose weight. I'm overweight. And, of course, I pay for 2 or 3 days for what I do one day. I didn't get to walk today due to I have a heavy schedule. I go to college and also I work, you know. So
yeah, I understand.
Tomorrow I'll hit back at it again. I'm getting so that I'm so busy that I forget to eat. Today was not a good day. I was just like I'm facing myself. And I just don't eat. I just grab, you know, a cup of tea and go or whatever. And when I do eat, I try to eat, you know, Greek yogurt for breakfast, and I eat egg whites or just something that, in that sense, you know, I don't eat much cereal or anything like that. I don't eat much processed foods because it, to me they're too salty. I just, they just taste salty to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things I think. First and foremost, when you're dealing with fibromyalgia, some people think it's official diagnosis, some don't. And so there's two trains of thought with it. But the reality is you've got an inflammatory condition inside the body, and it starts within the gut. So when your muscles ache, connective tissues ache, all that sort of thing, you always want to make sure that you look at the root cause, which is coming from the digestive tract, always. And you start clearing that out, eating the right kind of foods. You have to almost look at food as being one of your best sets of medicine, because if you focus on it, you're eating three times a day, a couple of snacks in between, you don't miss, even when you're not hungry, even when you're stressed out, and you stick to the plan, you're giving your body nutrients that it needs to lower inflammation, to rebuild good, new, healthy cells, and to function better. And that's what our foods can do. Our foods can make such a huge difference in the way we feel and the way we do things. So that is something definitely to look at. And the anti-inflammatory diet is a great way to go. It's just a super diet to follow that you can kind of, you know, kind of gauge, because if you reduce inflammation in the body, you can make a big difference. And with fibromyalgia, that's such a key. Omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, those are always key too in fibromyalgia. But it's cutting out the grains, it's cutting out dairy products. And also, they found that ginseng can be really helpful when you're dealing with fibromyalgia. And also L-theanine, which is an amino acid, has been shown to be helpful too. So there's some natural things out there that can be helpful when you're dealing with chronic issues like that. White willow bark has some good research behind it that you might want to look into, but it comes down to your daily habits. And fibromyalgia always has, for the most part, a pretty strong emotional component that comes with it. So you might want to look in, kind of see if there's some things that you're having a hard time letting go, or anger or frustration or something like that. Many times that can be a root cause, and it's subconscious, you don't even know what's going on. All right, thanks for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.